Welcome back to the Jukebox. Recently, we celebrated World Theater Day, and it is my pleasure to now bring a very special guest from the world of theater. She is a renowned playwright, actress. It's Rose Napoli, and she's getting ready for a very, very interesting show coming up and running throughout the month of April at the Theater Center. That's 1115 Queen Street West. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. What a pleasure. I'm so excited about your upcoming show called Mad Madge, taking place at the Knightwood Theater. Tease us with what's happening in this at this event.
You know, it's funny. The show has been, as so many people have said, is a mix of Tina Fey and Jane Austen. And
yep.
I take that as a great compliment, loving both of those women. This is a period mashup, a contemporary comedy about Margaret Cavendish.
So it's a contemporary comedy about, exactly, a woman dating back to the 17th century.
That's right.
Philosopher, poet, playwright, Margaret Cavendish. Yeah, how did this come about? How did this idea come about to mix the old with the new?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. She was a woman who made her own rules even in the 17th century.
Oh, yes.
She is largely unknown as being the first woman to write a novel of science fiction. And the novel is prophetic. She's talking about many things that we're dealing with today. So she was ahead of her time.
Right.
And in so many ways, this ruleless way that she lived her life is the same way that we've approached our show.
In addition to writing fiction, she was a scientist as well. She had many interests and wrote these dozen or so original works. How did you get kind of into her personality, you know, bringing her character to life? What kind of sources were you using?
I mean, I'm very lucky because I have a lot of her own writing.
Right.
It just provided me the opportunity to really understand her voice. And there's some really marvelous books about her life as well. But I think understanding who she was and the sort of eccentricities of her came directly from her voice, which is such a gift to be able to have access to that and then mix it with my own. And of course, I'm playing the part as well. So it's really interesting. The Margaret in this particular play lives in the kind of space between she and I, which is kind of nice. I think she would approve.
That certainly helps. Absolutely. Now, she came from what was known as a dysfunctional family. Joined the court of an unruly queen, left her mark in history that way. So how do you get ready for a show like this? This is kind of, you've also conceived the show. You're a playwright yourself. It's written by you and you're playing the part. How do you get ready for a big part like this one where you're the protagonist?
Well, we've been rehearsing tirelessly, so there's that.
Oh, for sure.
I have a marvelous team of people that are working on the project. There are five other actors that are extraordinary. They're playing, you know, I don't even know how many parts they're playing in total. There's like 50 costume changes. Everything is happening in the blink of an eye. And it's a mix of a restoration comedy and a love story, a romantic comedy. And so it's really helpful to remind ourselves of that. I mean, we're really making ourselves laugh a lot in rehearsal, which is a good sign. But it's about, you know, yes, we want to honor the history and we want to make sure that, you know, for me, if people leave the show and are so taken by our Margaret that they go and learn more about the real Margaret, I'll be thrilled.
Oh, fantastic. You mentioned 50 costumes being changed at the blink of an eye there. That means you have a really great crew behind the scenes there. The production manager, stage manager who has to keep all that in check. There's a lot of people working behind the scenes for something like that.
That's right. The show has a lot of heart and it also gets silly. And I think that's really important for myself when I was writing it. You know, I was longing for laughter and I was longing for romance.
Yeah.
And both of those things sort of collide in really interesting ways in the show. And I mean, we want to entertain. And yes, this is a historical comedy. It's a comedy based on truth. But I often joke that it's periodically accurate. What we want more than anything is to delight people, to make them laugh, to provoke them and make them think. Margaret was, it's so funny, she was the original influencer. She wanted to be famous. She was unapologetic about it. And she didn't have any education, formal education, as a woman in the 17th century. The expectation was that you got married and had babies, and she wanted more. And she was able, the real Margaret was able to achieve those things.
Well, it's wonderful that you can find yourself in the protagonist and at the same time enjoy the production. Sounds like this is going to be an event not to miss. Check it out at knightwoodtheatre.net, knightwoodtheatre.net. Get your tickets there. It's on from April 9th until the 21st at the Theatre Center, Franco-Bonny Theatre, 1115 Queen Street West, April 9th and April 10th. You can get some previews there. And then the performances begin April 11th, running until April 21st. Check it out at knightwoodtheatre.net. For anyone who'd like to phone the box office, 416-538-0988. 416-538-0988. Any closing thoughts, Rose?
We can't wait to have a big, boisterous audience in the theater. We can't wait to make you laugh.
Fantastic. It's going to be an amazing event. Thank you, Rose. Thanks for catching up with us, and good luck with the rehearsals and all the shows coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Take care. Bye.